there's nowhere left to run. And you've got to learn just how to survive. You've got to learn how to keep your dream alive. Take a look at my face. I am no illusion. How do you like what you see? Take a look at my face. I've been wrong in the future.
standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, jacket's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a studs back at Jim. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ, the Jack, he is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk, and both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music there, Jim. The march of the wooden soldiers, all your protesters, you can hear Jack say, get ready. CJ! Come on, baby. CJ! CJ! Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people, they have to work. Just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
seriously. And we've had our ins and outs, but that's the way it's supposed to be. We thought about giving up, we could never stay.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
The wise man can pick up a grain of sand and envision a whole universe, but the stupid man will just lay down on some seaweed and roll around until he's completely draped in it. Then he'll stand up and go, "Hey, I'm Vine Man."
If you don't mind, ma'am.
No time for chit-chat. Just reply, don't waste my time. When I need answers to the questions that arise, get to the point. All I really want to know is just your facts. So
Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land. And Sam is so skinny. Says a Susie, honey, would you please be my missus? Susie says yes with a kiss. Now he's tickling her fancy, rubbing her toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. Sue starts to giggle. Any whirl, any twirl, any tango, singing and jangin' a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like muskrat
I mean, they're finished? My turn?
Sit.
What happened? What did you tell me everything? Huh? Well, they have to do that to remove the jaw. Ah, consider yourself very, very lucky.
Next!
It's me, Arthur Denton. I'm next!
Nurse!
Huh?
Does, that have an appointment?
Ask it. I'm off duty.
I've been saving all month for this. I think I need a root canal. I'm sure I need a long, slow root canal. Let's go. I have a history of dental problems.
Shut up!
Yes, doctor. I went to a terrible dentist on Wednesday who was recommended to me by somebody that I saw on Monday, who's the brother of a man that I usually see on Sundays. And their mother actually taught them everything that they know. She's incredibly gifted and quite elderly, and a lot of people think she shouldn't be working. But I go to her because I'm just incredibly devoted to her strength. She can't really see who you are, but she knows the sound of your voice. And if you tell her where it is, the problem, she eventually works her way back and she finds the trouble and she does it. I wish I had that family, because I can only go so long. That's how I want to be. I don't ever want to have to be just...
Comfy?
Yes, doctor. I remember the first time I went to the dentist, I thought, gosh, what a neat job. If only I were a dentist. The dentist I went to had the greatest car. He had a Corvette. And I thought, my gosh, everybody calls him doctor, and he's not really a doctor. Oh, my God. Only I got out of here okay, and then, but then, you know, after it was all finished, they gave me a candy bar, and I thought to myself, this is what I get, a candy bar? This is what you do. You go through a little thing, and you get chocolate out of it. We're getting to work with incredible professionals who use incredibly, incredibly wonderful equipment.
Well, that's Let's take a look at that mouth. Say, ah.
Something special. You are something special. Come on, come on, come on. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. It's your professionalism that I respect. Don't stop that. Don't stop. Come on. More. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
What do you want? Say, please.
Great! Oh, I'm gonna get a candy bar. Come on! What's wrong?
Get out of here.
What's the matter?
Go on, get out of here!
Right this way.
I'm gonna tell each and every one of my friends about you, and they're gonna hear about
it. Just get it!
What's this?
Oops. Sorry.
Goddamn sicko.
Emergency. take you on a moonlight ride. There's someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me. Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio to laugh. I'm too alone to be proud, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
Take you to Piper's.
Well, nice to have me here, I know. I have some, couple of empty chairs. I'm waiting for a couple of fine gentlemen, one of the greatest managers I ever seen, and also he's got $25,000, Bobby the Brain Heenan. And of course, one of the greatest wrestlers in the world, Adrian Adonis. And what I wanted him to do is I wanted Bobby to take the $25,000 and put it in a suitcase and bring it on out here, because what I understand is Orndorff, Mr. Blunderful, is wrestling here tonight. And I figure I can use the $25,000. Hello, Mr. Brady.
How you doing, Brady? Oh, how you doing, brother? Where you been, man?
I've been all over the world. I've been to Japan, Saipan. I've been to Beirut. Oh, thank you very much.
Sit, please sit.
Is that the $25,000?
In $1 bills, $25,000.
What's in your bag?
Secret.
You understand, don't you?
Yeah, I understand. I've been abused. I've been misunderstood by everybody in the United States. I've had bad partners. I've had people that try to take advantage of me ever since I've been 6 years old. But I've always got revenge. But now I have a man right here, Mr. Piper, to look out for my interests. Mr. Bobby
grand.
The Brain Heenan.
25. You know, I could collect the 25 grand myself if I wanted to. And isn't it something that Orndorff... Paul Orndorff's on next. In other words, Paul Orndorff is going to wrestle next. But you don't have to worry about nothing.
Toodaloo. I'm leaving her to me.
Seem to be calling his name, thought Caw.
Mr. Crowley, what went